Mayorkas DHS claims 2.3 million illegal migrants, but hides millions more. By Neil Monroe on January 7, 2024. A report by the Department of Homeland Security says the agency has released 2.3 million migrants into the United States up to September 2023. However, the report hides the entry or stay of at least 3 million additional illegal migrants via various other routes during President Joe Biden's 3 years. Overall, the multiple routes delivered an increase of at least 5 million illegal migrants, or roughly one migrant for every two American infants born during Biden's presidency. The report was leaked and then posted late Saturday by The Washington Post, whose editors picked a stark headline, U.S. released more than 2.3 million migrants at border since 2021, data show. That headline, although understated, is an extraordinarily dramatic description of the huge migrant numbers admitted by Biden's pro-migration border chief, Alejandro Mayorkas. It is also shocking because the true numbers have been successfully hidden by the established media from ordinary Americans for many years. The report says the 2023 inflow includes 370,191 people allowed in via the parole loophole, 909,450 people allowed while officials begin multi-year deportation proceedings, and 118,100 child migrants who are sheltered by the Department of Health and Human Services. The Post's article about the DHS report, Immigration Enforcement and Legal Processes Monthly Tables, revealed long secret deportation numbers, the DHS data, show more than 4 million border crossers have been expelled to Mexico, returned to home countries or otherwise removed from the United States over the past 3 years. But the Post's reporters also showed the headline claim of 2.3 million admitted migrants is understated because millions of additional migrants sneaked in via other routes and times. For example, in the 17th paragraph of their article, they noted, the 2.3 million releases by CBP do not include the roughly 365,000 unaccompanied minors encountered by the agency since 2021 who were transferred to the Department of Health and Human Services. The vast majority of the unaccompanied minors are older teenagers seeking jobs in the United States, often in labor trafficking networks that pay for their migration through Mayorkas' border. In the 27th and last paragraph, the Post's reporters noted, the report does not include estimates for the number of border crossers who were detected by CBP but not taken into custody, a category the agency refers to as gotaways. CBP detected about 600,000 gotaways in 2022 and 389,000 in 2021, according to a May 2023 report by DHS's Office of Inspector General. Those two inflows, teenage workers and 2021 to 2023 gotaways, added roughly 2 million migrants to the official count of 2.3 million, yielding a total of roughly 4.3 million. The DHS report only includes data up to September 2023. Since then, roughly 900,000 additional migrants have crossed the U.S. border in October, November, and December. If half were deported, then an additional 450,000 migrants should be added to the inflow numbers. However, the official report, and the Washington Post article, also ignored Mayorkas' decision to minimize deportations from the country's interior, and his massive increase in overstay illegal visitors who stay in the United States when their visas expire. For example, under Trump, DHS deported roughly 500,000 illegals in 2018 and 2019, according to federal data. But Mayorkas has only deported about 250,000 people in 3 years, leaving roughly 500,000 additional migrants in the United States. Related, Houston driver smuggling illegal immigrants attempts to run away from Texas DPS, fails. Government officials do not closely track the number of illegals who overstay their visas to take U.S. jobs. But there is much evidence that many foreigners, especially Indians, arrive legally carrying B1/B2 visitor visas or F1 student visas while intending to illegally work in jobs that would otherwise go to better paid Americans. In June 2023, Mayorkas DHS released its annual visa overstay report for fiscal year 2022, revealing that an estimated 795,000 visitors remained long after their visas expired. The number is up by 313,000 from the 482,000 overstays in 2015. The overstay number does not include the B1/B2 visitors who illegally work but return home before their visa expires. Mayorkas has 500,000 not deported migrants and his additional 313,000 overstays were not mentioned in the new report. But if those numbers are added, then Mayorkas's stock of new illegal migrants jumps from 4.3 million to 5 million. Moreover, Mayorkas and the Department of State have tried to raise the legal inflow of foreign contract workers via the H-1B, L-1, J-1, TN, H-48, F-1/OPT, H-2A, and H-2B programs. Those visa worker programs keep a population of roughly 500,000 migrants in agricultural and blue-collar jobs, and keep roughly 1.5 million foreign graduates in U.S. white-collar jobs that would otherwise go to better-paid American professionals. Legal immigration inflows add another 1 million migrants each year. The administration's deliberate decision to sneak mass illegal migration into American society has smashed public support for migration, and is giving former President Donald Trump a huge boost in his 2024 race. A YouGov poll conducted from December 31 to January 2, for example, showed that 54% of U.S. adults believe the migration issue is very important. The DHS report is difficult to read, partly because the data is hidden in database tabs rather than in conventional charts or columns. Related, Operation Lone Star footage shows Texas DPS clearing brush and erecting barbed wire to deter illegals. But the report includes many additional revelations. In 2019, for example, Trump's border officers accepted 12,000 irregular arrivals of illegals at airports. But Biden's airport inflow spiked to 350,000 in 2023. Many Mexicans are trying to migrate into the United States, despite Mexico's elections and economic growth. The report cites the arrival of 2.1 million Mexican migrants at U.S. borders in 2021, 2022, and 2023. The vast majority were sent home in 2021 and 2022. But more than 130,000 Mexicans were allowed to enter the United States in 2023 as Mayorkas negotiated migration management deals with Mexico. Extraction migration. Biden has imported or accepted roughly 5 million illegal migrants for economic purposes in less than 3 years. That extraction migration economic strategy has helped investors by inflating real estate prices and reducing Americans' wages. That flood is urged and welcomed by business groups because it cuts Americans' blue-collar wages and white-collar salaries. It also reduces marketplace pressure to invest in productivity-boosting technology, heartland states, and overseas markets. And it reduces economic pressure on the federal government to deal with the drug and deaths of despair crises. Biden's easy migration policies are deliberately adding the foreigners' problems to the lengthening list of Americans' problems: homelessness, low wages, a shrinking middle class, slowing innovation, declining blue-collar life expectancy, spreading poverty, the rising death toll from drugs, and the spreading alienation among young people.